I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy, don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it! Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeartRadio app.
We think of Franklin as the doddering dude flying a kite in the rain.
Benjamin Franklin is our subject for a new season with Walter Isaacson.
He's the most successful self-made business person in America.
A printer, a scientist, founding father, but maybe not the guy we think we know.
Franklin casts his lot on the side of revolution, and it's another thing that splits the family apart.
Listen to On Benjamin Franklin with Walter Isaacson on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
This is the Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Let's have some fun. On a Wednesday, you have done it. You have crested the hill of the week. It's hump day. And here's what we have on tap for tonight. It's going to be a blast. First, Lee Smith is going to join us in about 30 minutes from now. He has made a connection between the whole Russiagate stuff and all the Ukraine stuff that I want him to talk about with all of us. So we'll get to that with Lee Smith about a half hour from now. Brandon Darby's going to talk about the illegals and the gangs in America that he predicted. We'll talk about that. The James Biden impeachment stuff. I'll probably get to that here in just a moment or two. They're going to seize Donald Trump's buildings in New York. We have deficits in U.S. cities, blue states that are out of control, and someone got eaten by a lion. All that, emails, so much more coming up tonight on the world famous Jesse Kelly Show. I want to begin here, though. Let's talk about battle doctrine, war doctrine. Just, I'm going somewhere with this. Stay with me. There are many different ways of thinking when it comes to generalship or military matters, however you want to put it. But there have been many militaries over the years that were believers in what's really called the decisive battle. And I'll be honest with you, I am also a big believer in that. Not as much as many of them are, but this is what to put it very simply, this is what the decisive battle way of thinking is. Hey, there is going to come a point, or we can cause a point, either we can create this point or there will come a point when we will have a battle, one big one, one critical one. And if we just figure out a way to ensure that we win this one critical battle, that will win us the war. That is the most simplistic way I can possibly put that. Believe me, I oversimplified. But that's really the thinking behind decisive battle. And I'll be honest with you, while I don't subscribe all the way to that, I do believe in it a lot. And I believe in it when it comes to many different forms of warfare, political, cultural warfare. I think about where we are now as a nation. And you, we talk about the problems all the time. You're aware of them. We'll talk about more tonight, but set those aside for a moment. You look at where we're at, and we're stumbling a bit, and we're not doing that great right now. And I think back to all the things that happened that brought us to this point. And while there are a million little things that brought us to this point, I think about a lot of big things, big moments that brought us to where we are. Huge moments in politics and culture and life where we could have maybe zigged, but instead we zagged and now we're here. For better or worse, for good or bad, there was a choice to make. You can go left, you can go right. We picked a direction. And the direction we chose had huge consequences. And this is, again, this is going to come back to something. Just stay with me. One of those moments for me over the past few years, you know, 5-10 years, one of the big, big pivotal moments for me is Jeff Sessions bowing out of Donald Trump's Russian collusion investigation. This is going to apply to today, so I just want to keep stressing that. For those who maybe have forgotten or don't remember, I guess forgetting and not remembering is the same thing. Here was what happened. Donald Trump shocks the world, gets elected president. Now, before he was elected president, again, before Donald Trump was ever elected president, underneath then President Barack Obama, the Central Intelligence Agency, in coordination with our other intelligence agencies, the FBI, the FISA court, and Hillary Clinton's campaign, they used the government. They used their position in government to attack, spy on, essentially run an operation against Donald Trump's campaign. And they went all in with stuff but fresh out of the movies. We're talking honeypots and the work. You know what honeypots are? Honeypots are female spies or intelligence assets. They don't always have to be trained spies. Oftentimes, it's just a woman you can use for one reason or another. Attractive women who will run into a man and use their good looks in various ways to extract information out of a man and or put a man in a compromising situation. That's exactly right, Chris. Great example. Fang Fang. Eric Swalwell out of California is famous for this. He's this big dork goober, and there's this picture of him all over the internet. You can go look it up, and he's got all these pictures with this dime, this Asian dime, and you're thinking, what's that dime doing with Swalwell? Well, she was a Chinese spy, and I'm sure she made sure she ran into him getting some drinks at a bar one night and batted her eyes at him. Oh, Eric, you're so funny. And soon, he's sitting on the House Intelligence Committee. Who knows the information he shared with her in the middle of the night? That's called a honeypot. That's how it works. You ever heard of George Papadopoulos? Hopefully you have. He was part of Trump's campaign. He had a honeypot run into him. It was from America's intelligence services. Run into him. They ran an operation. America's intelligence services ran an operation against Donald Trump and the FBI when he was running for president. I want to make sure that's getting through to everyone how insanely illegal, immoral, and wrong that is. You can be the biggest Trump hater in the world. I don't care if you are. That's insane. But that happened. Okay, so then Trump gets elected, right? Trump gets elected in 2016. And one of the first things he does, you have to pick your AG. He picks Jeff Sessions, former senator, Alabama, and a pretty decent senator, I should note, because we're about to be pretty hard on Jeff Sessions. And remember, Jeff Sessions takes over, and he's officially the top law enforcement officer in the land. As the top law enforcement officer in the land, Jeff Sessions should have immediately launched an all-out attack on the FBI and America's intelligence agencies. Everyone involved in what they did to Donald Trump should have immediately been put under investigation, subpoenas, public trials, indictments, felonies. In order to save the country, Jeff Sessions should have launched an attack against the deep state actors who used their government position to politic. It should have been immediate. Instead, the media and Democrats and half the Republicans were actually going along with the FBI CIA op. This is all going to come back to today. Just stay with me. They were going along with the CIA op. Oh, Trump's a Russian asset. Russian collusion. Trump works with Putin. Putin puppet. And so Democrats and the media and half the Republicans began to scream for a special counsel. We need a special counsel. We need somebody separate from Jeff Sessions who will investigate Trump and his involvement in Russia. After all, a Putin puppet cannot be president. And in the wake of a lot of public venom and scrutiny, instead of using his position to go after the deep state, Jeff Sessions stepped aside. Did the right thing, of course. Hey, you know what? It wouldn't be right for me to get involved in this. I think I will appoint a special counsel. Robert Mueller, he's a good dude. Hey, Robert, you're just a good dude. Just a government servant, right? Hey, come on in, and I want to do the right thing as AG. I'm doing the right thing, right, guys? And the damage that did, the damage that came from that decision is unending. And it's still being felt to this day. And it will be felt for I don't know how many years going forward. Why? Why was that so damaging? Well, it was so damaging for a variety of reasons, but one of the main ones was Republicans showed the deep state that in the wake of some of the most vicious, illegal politicking from our intelligence and FBI that we've ever seen, they will cower in the face of Democrat and media venom, and they won't do anything about it. In fact, they'll bow down and let you continue with your op. Showing the communists who run the country that you will step aside when they make enough noise has brought us to a bad place. Showing the intelligence agencies, the FBI, that you won't do anything when they politic with their position is going to be devastating for this nation. And we're going to talk about why that applies to today in the Biden stuff, the James Biden stuff, the Joe Biden impeachment. We'll talk about that in a moment. This is why, though. This is why I call them the low-T GOP. Constantly cowering in the face of communist aggression has cost us dearly. This is why they all need to be on male vitality stacks from chalk. We all do. It's not just the GOP, you should know. Male Vitality Stack. Natural herbal supplements. 20% increase in your testosterone in 90 days. That's insane. Stop going down to get shots in your arm for your low T levels, fellas. Stop running down to your doctor so he can put you on more pharma pills. Call Chalk. In fact, go to their website because they have huge discounts for the lifetime of their subscriptions during the month of February. CHOQ.com, promo code Jesse. Time to chalk it up. Next.
I've got an animal inside of me.
This is Jesse Kelly. You're listening to The Jesse Kelly Show.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Reminding you, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. jesse@jessekellyshow.com. The decisive battle. I am a believer in it. Think about how different everything would look now if Jeff Sessions was handed the decision and made a totally different one. Hey, will you recuse yourself from this Trump-Russia investigation? Instead of saying, oh, yeah, absolutely. Here's a special counsel. Here's all the money and power in the world. Go ahead and destroy him. Oh, yeah, I'm sure you're going to do the right thing, too, right? Like I did. Instead of saying that, what if he said no? Instead, I'm going to investigate you. FBI, get ready to open up your books. CIA, NSA, get ready to open up your books. Big Dog AG Sessions is coming, and we're going to find out what you did with your position. How much different of a place would we be now? And the reason I brought all that up is this. The communists are great at recognizing the decisive battle and diving into it, wading all the way into it. The big story of today is James Biden. That's Joe Biden's brother. He had to go and give testimony. It was closed door testimony today. That's why I'm not playing audio for you there. Closed door testimony. And it was because of the Joe Biden impeachment inquiry. Should we impeach Joe? Should we not impeach Joe? So on and so forth. And the real story of it is we're already beginning to hear that Democrats in the Senate, after they impeached Mayorkas, remember, we just impeached Mayorkas, Democrats in the Senate are considering not having the trial. Now, you see, you understand that once someone has been impeached, the Senate has to have a trial. That's what you do. The House impeaches. If they impeach, the Senate then puts that person who's been impeached on trial to see if they'll be removed from office. But Democrats understand that this is a decisive battle. This is one of those moments. They understand that the House, the GOP in the House, just impeached one of theirs, one of their open borders communists. They understand that the GOP in the House is attempting, they'll fail, but they're attempting to impeach Joe Biden. And so Democrats in the Senate understand that this is a moment not for norms, not for the right thing. This is a decisive battle. You have to win, because if you're Democrats and you allow this trial to go forward, you allow Alejandro Mayorkas to be dragged in front of the Senate and interrogated by lawyers, seasoned lawyers like Ted Cruz and others. If you allow him to be verbally destroyed on television by your Republican opponents, Republicans will probably be tempted to do it again and again and again. Let's impeach another guy and let's impeach another guy. And so Democrats, communists, they understand that now is the time to say, you know what? No. We've thought about it, and there won't be an impeachment trial. And I'm sure the GOP will do the lame thing they always do, but you have to. It's the rules. It's the right thing. And that's when the communists will step up and say what they've always said. We decide what the right thing is because we control things around here. This is yet another moment that will be a decisive battle. And communists fight these decisive battles, and we do not. They recognize them, and they fight them. What's another great example of it? Kavanaugh. Kavanaugh is actually a great example. Now, I don't even like Brett Kavanaugh, full disclosure, but he's not a bad dude. He's just kind of wishy-washy for me. But when Trump appointed Kavanaugh to be on the Supreme Court, the communists understood. They understood full well that this was a moment they could lose control of the Supreme Court. This was a moment where they could lose so many court cases. And so they understood that anything and everything was on the table when it came to stopping Brett Kavanaugh. That's why to this day you remember the Brett Kavanaugh trial. You remember how despicable these people acted. They treated this lifelong dork like he was some alcoholic gang member. They pulled out every stop in the world. And do remember, it almost worked. They were one vote away from stopping Brett Kavanaugh. They knew they had a decisive battle on their hands, and they chose to dig in and fight no matter what it cost them, no matter how bad it looked on TV, no matter how mean they looked. They understood this is a decisive battle. We have to win it, not just now, but for the future. The GOP? We had three GOP senators, thank you for that reminder, Chris, who voted for Ketanji Jackson Brown a lifelong committed communist who dedicated herself to defending pedophiles. Three members of the GOP said, well, I mean, we got to do things the right way. After all, I mean, that's the right thing to do, right? They're going to do the same thing for ours. The communist sees a decisive battle and he fights it. The right shrinks away. It's a big problem. And I have one more thing on this before we move on to other things before we get to that. Actually, we're going to talk to Lee Smith and then we'll come back to these things. Before we get to Lee, let's talk about MyPillow. Let's talk about saving money because we all need to do that. And let's talk about buying American. We need to focus more. I'm ashamed at how I used to do things. I used to kind of scoff at Made in America. I know it was just selfish, just stupid and selfish. Well, I don't have all the money in the world. I'm just buying whatever's cheap. I said that all the time when I was young. I don't care that it's made in China. And now that I see what that's done to our nation, to our workers, to our manufacturers, I wish I could go back and do that differently. Of my regrets in life, that is most definitely one of them. I love talking about MyPillow, not just because the products are great, because it's made in America, made in the USA. And they're having their New Year's sale still. It's not going to last forever. Free shipping on everything, even the big boy stuff, mattresses and mattress toppers and pillows and everything. Go get your stuff, pajamas, dog beds, MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener special square and use the promo code Jesse or give them a call. They're wonderful on the phone, 800-845-0544.
The Jesse Kelly Show.
I like it.
Returns next.
Hi, everyone. It's me, Katie Couric. If you follow me on social media, you know I love to cook, or at least try, especially alongside some of my favorite chefs and foodies, like Benny Blanco, Jake Cohen, Lighty Hoik, Allison Roman, and of course, Ina Garten and Martha Stewart. So I started a free newsletter called Good Taste that comes out every Thursday, and it's serving up recipes that will make your mouth water. Think a candied bacon Bloody Mary, tacos with cabbage slaw, curry cauliflower with almonds and mint, and cherry slab pie with vanilla ice cream to top it all off. I mean, yum, I'm getting hungry. But if you're not sold yet, we also have kitchen tips like a foolproof way to grill the perfect burger and must-have products like the best cast iron skillet to feel like a chef in your own kitchen. All you need to do is sign up at katiecouric.com/goodtaste. That's KATIECOURIC.com/goodtaste. I promise your taste buds will be happy you did.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new, hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
With the help of Stanford psychologist Jamil Zaki.
It's really tragic. If cynicism were a pill, it'd be a poison.
We'll see that our fellow humans, even those we disagree with, are more generous than we assume.
My assumption, my feeling, my hunch is that a lot of us are actually looking for a way to disagree and still be in relationships with each other.
All that on the Happiness Lab. Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Michael Rappaport, and I have been professionally podcasting for 10 years. The podcast game has changed so much, and if you're looking for the most disruptive, most consistent podcast in the world, then subscribe to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast today. We're talking sports.
Steph, KD, Anthony Davis, and LeBron, they were better. And those teams pushed them to greatness. They brought the greatness out of them.
Politics.
These people are not your friends. They're looking for your vote. This is not a popularity personality contest. To me, it's a policy contest.
Pop culture, entertainment, and anything that catches my attention. New episodes come out twice a week and always pack a punch with over 1,100 episodes in the catalog. Listen to the I Am Rappaport Stereo Podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, everyone. This is Jimmy O'Brien from John Boy Media.
I want to quickly tell you about my podcast. It's called Jimmy's Three Things. Episodes come out every Tuesday, and for about 30 minutes, I dive into three topics in Major League Baseball that I am interested in. Breaking stories, trends, stats, weird stuff. Sometimes I make up my own stats. Sometimes I do a lot of research, and it ends up, I was wrong the whole time. So that's something you can get in on. Use Jimmy's Three Things podcast to stay up to date on Major League Baseball and to make you just a smidge smarter than your friend who's a baseball fan. You listen to me and then you go tell him, hey, I know this and you don't. So I make you smarter than your friends. That's what Jimmy's Three Things is all about. Listen to Jimmy's Three Things on iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts. You could also find it on the Talkin' Baseball YouTube channel, and new episodes drop every Tuesday.
It is the Jesse Kelly Show. Joining me now, we got to bring him on more. He's just the best. You really need to go check out The Plot Against the President if you want to understand a lot more about what I was talking about earlier, about the op they ran against Trump and the Russia stuff and many other things. Lee Smith joins me now. Lee, you said something earlier today that really caught my interest, and I think it's something that probably goes by a lot of people. It is hard to understand and untangle this freaking spider web. Russia and Ukraine. We have to support Ukraine, but then Russia and Trump's Russia. Can you explain the connection all with all the Russiagate stuff and all the Ukraine stuff now?
Well, first of all, Jesse, nice. Always great to talk to you. Let me put it like this. There are two Vladimir Putins. There is one Vladimir Putin who is the president of Russia, who represents, who is not an American ally. He's not a friend. He's genuinely a bad guy and causes trouble for American interests. But this is not the Vladimir Putin that most Democrats are talking about, including the Vladimir Putin that Joe Biden talks about. So there is a second Vladimir Putin. That second Vladimir Putin plays a huge role in the imagination of Democratic Party bosses and officials throughout Washington and the rest of the country. And in this imaginary world, that Vladimir Putin helped Donald Trump get to the White House in 2016. And that's what Russiagate is. Russiagate is a perverse, twisted fantasy that started with the Hillary Clinton campaign and then was picked up as an instrument to undermine the Donald Trump presidency and destabilize the United States of America. So it's very important to keep these two different Vladimir Putins in mind. When Democrats are talking about Vladimir Putin, it is almost always and exclusively about Vladimir Putin number two. So as we've been seeing the last couple days now with people like Representative Dan Goldman from New York, when he's talking about how all of Congress is compromised by a Russian agent, that's the Russia they're talking about. They're not talking about American national security. They're talking about the role that Russia plays in their political operation to target Donald Trump, Donald Trump aides, and Donald Trump supporters. That's all that Russia means to them. National security is not important to these people at all. How do we know it's not important to them at all? Because for the last 2 years, they've been waging a proxy war on the border of a nuclear power, right? That's very dangerous. There is no strategic thinking behind this at all. Here's something else. There are many reasons that Vladimir Putin, again, who is not a good guy and who actually does represent a threat to U.S. national interest. The reason that Vladimir Putin felt free to invade Ukraine was because Joe Biden lifted Nord Stream 2 sanctions. That gave Putin the green light to go into Ukraine. So the idea that somehow this is about NATO, that this is about standing up for democracy, is absolute garbage. Again, the important takeaway here is there are two Vladimir Putins. You and I look at the real Vladimir Putin, right? Who is a dictator? The president of Russia. That's not how the Democrats see it. The Democrats use all of that language simply to push an information operation against Donald Trump, against the opposition.
Lee, again, we're speaking with Lee Smith. Lee, speaking of the op that was run against Donald Trump, I was going off on this about 20 minutes ago on the show about how one of the more decisive moments, in my opinion, in the last few years, not saying you share this, but in the last 5-10 years in this country, decisive moments where things really could have gone a different way was when Jeff Sessions, when he took over AG, he should have, as AG, immediately launched an attack on the FBI, intelligence agencies, for what they did to Donald Trump. Instead of that, he went 180 degrees the opposite direction, washed his hands of it, appointed a special counsel, and that decision right there really doomed us bad. Am I nuts?
I think you're right. I'd put it in a context. I mean, I don't know. I don't know Sessions, the former attorney general, and I'm certainly not making excuses for him. I will say one thing, though. At that particular time and that particular context, I mean, Sessions was terrified. Like a lot of these guys were terrified. I would say another decisive moment was when Michael Flynn was forced out of the White House, right? And that's mostly on Mike Pence. I mean, by getting rid of, at that time, Donald Trump's closest advisor, someone he could count on, I mean, that signaled there was blood in the water. And instead of that stopping the FBI, instead of that stopping Democratic Party operatives in the media, again, it just chummed the water. So there were a lot of different moments when people could have stepped up and said, no, you know, go to hell. You know, how's that for an answer? Go to hell, right? Like when they asked Pence if he had discussed, if Flynn had discussed sanctions with the Russian ambassador, Pence could have said, "That's none of your business. That's national security, and that right now is the business of the Trump transition team." And you're going to see just an astonishingly brilliant foreign policy coming out of all the meetings we're having. But that's not what Pence did. Right. So there were a lot of mistakes, and certainly Jeff Sessions' mistake is absolutely part of them. Right now, though, I mean, the Republicans who don't see what's going on, and you know, thankfully, a lot of Republicans did wise up when it came time to the Ukraine impeachment, the first impeachment of Donald Trump. But the people who aren't seeing it now, boy, oh, boy, I mean, they're in for it. And if they don't see it, then the people who are really going to pay are going to be American voters. That's what's going to happen. So it's definitely time to wise up. And look, people are funny. They're wondering on social media, I can't believe we're going through Russiagate again. They're going to pull this same nonsense. Well, I want to remind people that this is what most of the left still believes. For the foreseeable future, blue cities in public education, public schools will be teaching children that the 45th president of the United States was a Russian spy. So that's the kind of garbage we're up against. And if Republicans don't see what's happening, and if Republicans don't stand up for this right now, we're in even more trouble heading into November 2024.
Lee, well, that is pretty bad news, because Republicans don't see very clearly. I mean, some do. But the highest levels of leadership in the Republican Party, especially in the United States Senate, they either don't see, or the more likely thing is they do see and they approve of it. So where does that leave us for 2024?
Well, I mean, Jesse, we are where we have been for many years. We didn't know it, right? We didn't know it until Donald Trump showed up. And, you know, there's a lot of other people who have stood up as well. But we're in a place where an awful lot of our representatives, or an awful lot of Republican lawmakers, both in the House and in the Senate, do not represent the interests of their voters. They will not stand up for their voters. They would prefer to roll over and let their voters suffer or get hurt, as long as they're not getting hurt, as long as they're profiting. So we are where we've been for quite a long time. But, and you know, I hate to put, I hate to stick a rose petal on an ugly situation, but I will say, I mean, that's what the country is. I'm not saying the country is bad, but the country is government by, for, and of the American people. And if the American people don't stand up and defend themselves, stick up for themselves, demand what they need, demand what they want, then we're going to get rolled by, our representatives, and not just on the left, but on the right too.
Lee, finally, how does the Ukraine-Russia thing, and everyone I talk to says Russia has bit the territory they want, they're holding the territory they want, now it's only a matter of waiting until the peace papers cross someone's desk. Is that how this whole thing ends?
I really don't know. I mean, you know, what it will likely look like. I think one of the reasons that the Biden administration decided, let's remember what happened. The CIA, their assessment was that Zelensky, that all of Ukraine was going to be overrun within 72 hours. And that's why Biden said, hey, we'll give you asylum here in the United States. Zelensky decided to stick around and fight and risk many, many lives. And that's when Biden started backing the Ukrainians. That was partly to cover for the disastrous Afghanistan withdrawal. So the players involved here are not just Ukraine and Russia. There's also the Biden administration, which again is going to be loath to be humiliated once again. So what they will do in the coming months, I mean, that's up for grabs.
Yeah. Lee, you are the best. Lee Smith, everybody. Thank you so much, my brother.
Thanks.
All right. Let's talk about Letitia James seizing Trump Tower. Didn't think that was coming, did you? Hang on. It is the Jesse Kelly Show on a Wednesday. Give me back my bullets, Chris. Don't forget, you can email the show, jesse@jessekellyshow.com. Before we get to Letitia James, why can't I talk Letitia James here in a second? I'll get to her in a moment. Let's just wrap up this James Biden impeachment inquiry testimony from today. We don't have the numbers to actually impeach Joe Biden. In fact, it was interesting to see Representative James Comer, who's kind of leading a lot of this Biden impeachment stuff. It was interesting to hear this little report.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer tells Spectrum News the math keeps getting worse for Republicans, whose narrow majority in the House got even tighter after losing a New York seat.
I think the conference.
Wow. Hold on. All right. So he's talking about the math not being there. The math isn't there to impeach Joe Biden. Why isn't the math there, James? Well, you heard what she said. I don't want to put words in anyone's mouth. This is what they said, him and the reporter.
Kentucky Congressman James Comer tells Spectrum News the math keeps getting worse for Republicans, whose narrow majority in the House got even tighter after losing a New York seat.
I think
the math got tighter after losing a New York seat. Losing a New York seat. Why did we lose a New York seat? Well, we just lost that special election that was held in New York. A Democrat just won a seat that had been held by a Republican. That Republican's name was George Santos. George Santos was a Republican member of the House of Representatives who would have been willing to vote to impeach Joe Biden. But George Santos was expelled from the House of Representatives, and he was expelled by Democrats and Republicans. James Comer tells you he's impeaching Joe Biden, and he's trying to impeach Joe Biden because the math, but he might not be able to because the math isn't there. So I actually thought, wow, that sucks. The math isn't there. Let's grab a list. Let's get a list and let's find out which Republicans in the House joined with Democrats to remove George Santos. And I have this list right in front of me here. And hang on, I'm just going through it. Just bear with me for a second. Sorry, I know this is unprofessional for the radio. Huh, let's see. This guy. Wait a minute. Right here on this list is one James Comer of Kentucky. Huh. Hey, Chris, would you do me a favor? Sorry to do this live on the air. Would you do me a favor and just check and see, is there a second Republican congressman from Kentucky named James Comer? I just want to confirm, because it wouldn't make any sense that James Comer would vote to reduce the majority and then he would go on television and act like he can't impeach Joe Biden because he doesn't have a big enough majority. There has to be a second James Comer, right, Chris? Have you been able to find the second James? Nothing? So that's the same guy, huh? Wow, that's crazy. So James Comer voted to reduce the GOP's majority, and he tells you he wants to impeach Joe Biden, but he probably can't because he doesn't have a big enough majority. Huh. That is something, isn't it? That is maybe the most GOP thing in the history of GOP things. Now let's talk about communist things. We talked about this last night. We've been talking about it a lot. In fact, we've been talking about it for weeks. But right now, what the communists are doing to Trump with all the lawfare stuff, that the lawsuits and the criminal trials and everything, they're trying to figure out how much they can get away with. We don't want them to figure out that it's a lot. Letitia James is, well, here's her latest.
If he does not have funds to pay off the judgment, then we will seek judgment enforcement mechanisms in court, and we will ask the judge to seize his assets.
They're going to seize Trump's properties in New York. And by the way, he undoubtedly does not have $354 million. Everyone thinks billionaires have a bunch of cash laying around. The guys of that wealth level have all their money tied up in investments. They're all in assets somewhere. I guarantee you, without even looking it up, that Donald Trump does not have $354 million in a savings account somewhere. Whether or not he can get it, I don't know. But there's a good chance they're simply going to take his stuff away from him as well. And the horrors they have planned for this year and for you are without end, because they have very, very effectively, Lee Smith just talked about that, made being a Republican, being Trump, being a Trump supporter, they've turned it into you being an enemy of the state.
Not only is there no evidence of any wrongdoing by President Biden, but it now appears as if the House Republican majority is being used by Russia to interfere in the 2024 election on behalf of Donald Trump.
Hey, we had to do it. We had to arrest a couple GOP congressmen. We had to arrest a GOP senator after all. They're probably colluding with Russia. You think I'm crazy? What they're doing to Trump is the appetizer. The rest of us are the main course. They're trying to figure out how far they can go. And so far, they like the results. Now, I also like the results. Not of all this lawfare stuff. All that stuff is awful. I like the results of a relief factor. What were you talking about? You see, relief factor, it takes away my pain. Now, no, I don't have a horrific, back injury or something like that, but my ankles aren't what they were. My knees aren't. My neck isn't. My back does bother me from time to time. Look, don't feel bad for me. It's just part of getting older. Body doesn't last forever. Relief Factor, it's a drug-free solution to getting rid of that pain. The neck and the back and the muscles and the bones and the hands and the... They are so confident it works. They sell 3-week quick start kits for $19.95. They're like, hey, take it for 3 weeks. You don't like it, stop. And I'm telling you the same thing. Take it for 3 weeks. If you don't like it, stop. You will love it. Almost everyone does. Almost everyone keeps going. Call 1-800-4-RELIEF. 1-800-4-RELIEF or go to relieffactor.com. All right? All right. Let's talk about homelessness. A Harvard study on crime, who commits them, are cops evil and racist, Gavin Newsom sucks, and more. Hang on. In an era of escalating social unrest and rising crime rates, safeguarding our families has never been more critical. Introducing the Byrna Less Lethal Pistol Launcher. Byrna offers a safer, sensible alternative that can save lives on both ends, protecting the user and delivering formidable stopping power to deter aggressors. Legal in all 50 states with no background checks or permits required. And it's shipped directly to your door. Visit Byrna.com/Jesse to get 10% off your purchase.
I'm Dr. Laurie Santos, host of the Happiness Lab podcast. As the U.S. elections approach, it can feel like we're angrier and more divided than ever.
Please stick to policy. Don't get personal.
But in a new hopeful season of my podcast, I'll share what the science really shows, that we're surprisingly more united than most people think.
We all know something is wrong in our culture, in our politics, and that we need to do better and that we can do better.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you listen to podcasts.
I'm Joe Gatto.
I'm Steve Byrne.
We are Two Cool Moms.
We certainly are.
And guess where we could find us now?
Oh, I don't know. The iHeart Podcast Network?
That's right. We're an official iHeart podcast, and I'm super excited about it.
I am too. I thought Two Cool Moms was such a fun podcast, but now it's even more funner and cooler and heartier.
That's right. It's more iHeartier.
I knew it. Check your heart rate. We're here at iHeart.
Yeah, you can find us wherever you listen to your podcasts or on the iHeart Radio app.
Hey everyone, Jake Storielli here from John Boy Media. I want to tell you about my podcast, Wake and Jake. I've been a sports nut my whole life, and there's nothing I love more than talking about it. If you're a sports fan, Wake and Jake is the place for you. Covering all the hot topics from the sports world, a lot of baseball, a lot of postseason coverage, mock drafts, awards, guest interviews, all of it. New episodes every Monday and Wednesday. Come watch along on the Wake and Jake YouTube channel or listen on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.